Verulam Sports.
He's Ireland's most successful professional boxer all time, the Celtic Warrior, Mr. Steve Collins. Welcome to Verulam Sports. Your thoughts ahead of the big one, the early hours of Sunday morning.
I guess what's going through Fury's mind is probably what was going through my mind fighting Nigel Benn. He knows he could be winning this fight. He could be outboxing this guy. He could be, you know, outpunching him. You know, there could be a half minute to go in the last round, and Wilder lands. That's it. It's lights out. I fell into St. Albans 20 years ago by pure chance. And it's the best move I've ever made in my life.
The road trip, and it's a juggernaut, Michael.
It's massive. We've taken this now to another level. You know, running Northern Ireland, Cheshire, Bedfordshire.
Durham,
Ipswich.
Hey, and let's not forget here in St. Albans, coming up March 29th.
Come on now. This is where it starts. This is where, you know, we're going to find some talent. We have talent in St. Albans. There is talent.
We love following the Saints. They were 1-0 down. Welcoming back Graham Griffin. What's been happening?
It's still St. Albans 0, Tonbridge Angels 1. A few flash points just to say, when Saints did get forward with Joe Howe down the right-hand side, his crossing was excellent. There was an opportunity coming in for the far post for Albert Adu to get up. He went for it, it went over the bar. If he left it, Scott was on hand, free to maybe smash the ball in the back of the net. He was screaming, showing his discomfort with that call.
Right now, we're going to keep it local of the Saints. They were 1-0 down. Last week we were with our man Graham Griffin. What's been happening, Graham?
Just to let you know, before you came back on air, it's now 2-1 to Angels. The Saints have pulled the goal back down the right-hand side with Masonda, who's moved into that right-back position. Crossed the ball, bit of a scuffle in the centre of the penalty box, and Zane was in there, blocked first time round. It fell to him again, and he fired it into the top of the net.
Mr. Richard Walker, Happy New Year, Richard. How are you?
We really are live today, because I'm sitting in the tunnel watching Watford versus Family Rovers in the FA Cup. It's been a joy to behold the cultural shift. It's a goal, Tony. We've got a goal here at Richmond Road.
Live goal.
Watford 1, Family 0. And Tom Delibashiru with a deflected shot that is just deflected, and it's sort of curled round the keeper into the right-hand end.
So Old A's have a two-point lead with about 10 minutes to play and lots of injuries. It seems to me that one of those games that's, you know, almost been a bit of a head-scratcher.
Yes, very much so. Very much so. You know, why are we here? What are we doing? and the referee has now given a penalty to Westcliff, and it's something halfway out from the post and 20 metres in front. So it should be a no-brainer for the Westcliff kicker.
Regular listeners will know it has been a joy to follow the exploits of our local rugby league team, the Centurions, and they have marched to their first piece of silverware in 9 seasons in the most dramatic of fashions. How satisfying was that epic victory in the St. Albans East Premier League Cup last weekend?
Oh, mate, I don't know if words can actually describe it. I think 9 years is a pretty long time for us to be waiting for any sort of silverware, but also it's been a trying period.
Would you rather have it been a sort of 54-0 shellacking as opposed to this epic 30-28 victory? It must have been as tense as you like.
Mate, I wouldn't have had it any other way. I'm not going to lie to you. It was absolutely fantastic. We were playing on adrenaline. Essentially, when I got the ball in the scrum half position, passed it out to Sam Bucknell, I had no idea what he was going to do. He's never kicked the ball like that before, not in training, not in a game, and he put it on a sixpence.
But it is, of course, the legendary Sally Gunnell. You've inspired a whole generation of British athletes, and that effect continues to ripple. But what advice would you give now for women aspiring to get into sport? And please forgive this pun, but maybe some of the hurdles that put them off.
Not to be deterred by when situations go wrong or that fear of failure. I always look back and I think, you know, sometimes I was scared of doing things because I was scared that I could actually fail. But actually I realised that that fear of failure is a good thing, because I think that can also push you on and make you achieve things that you thought you'd never, ever, you know, able to do.